We're back with All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. If Mel Brooks were ever to make a film about political corruption, it might include three mayors, five rabbis, a human organ smuggler, and a chunk of the New Jersey Democratic machine. But this is no black comedy. It's a real scandal that involves money laundering, bribes, and shady contracts for development projects. On Thursday, 300 FBI and IRS agents swept through parts of North Jersey and Brooklyn and arrested 44 people who were targeted as part of the biggest corruption investigation in that state's recent history. And now, it's threatening the re-election prospects of Governor John Corzine. John McAlpin is the State House Bureau Chief for the Bergen Record, and he joins me on the line. Mr. McAlpin, this is a complicated case. It went by pretty quickly this week in the rush of news. Can you sort it out for us first?
Sure. It's best to think of this as a investigation with two halves at a common hinge. On the one side, the U.S. Attorney is investigating a international money laundering scheme that had its roots in New Jersey, Brooklyn, as well as a tie to Israel. And through that, there became a confidential witness that the FBI has identified. Sources have told us that confidential witness was a man named Solomon Dweck. Dweck then, at some point, led the FBI to an also ongoing investigation into public corruption. Dweck posed as a crooked developer, and he was able to give the FBI an entree into, you know, Hudson County, Bergen County, and parts of North Jersey's political machine. And that's how the two cases are linked. One man has brought these two worlds together.
Mm-hmm. So this guy, Solomon Dweck, he's the link. He's laundering money through rabbis. He's then turning around and using this clean cash to pay off mayors, state assemblymen, all these officials, to get them to approve his real estate plans, right, his development plans.
Right. We don't know if he was using the cash itself to pay off the public officials, but he definitely was part of both worlds. He made links with what we call the bagmen, essentially, the henchmen, the fixers in New Jersey's political world. And these men then introduced him to public officials who, according to the FBI's complaints, gladly gave him entree into building and zoning and bragged about approving his projects quicker than others for cash.
Where does the guy trafficking in human organs come in?
He comes in the money laundering half of this investigation. He was, you know, essentially bragging about his ability to collect donors of kidneys for $10,000 and then sell those kidneys for $160,000.
Mr. McAlpin, I'm particularly interested in one of the people indicted. He's the mayor of Hoboken. His name is Peter Camerano. This guy is 32 years old. He was just inaugurated on July 1st. I mean, presumably he was thought of as a rising star among New Jersey Democrats.
Oh, yeah. He came on like gangbusters, to be cliched or prophetic. But he's seen as, if John Corzine and the two United States senators are at the apex of New Jersey's political triangle, Pete Camerano and people like him are the base.
Hmm. How serious a problem is this for Governor Corzine? He's running for re-election. He's already very unpopular. He's not accused of anything. We should make that clear. But many of his allies are, who were indicted. Could this scandal cost him re-election?
It could, in the sense that he is, as you said, unpopular. The state is very troubled economically. Their property taxes have not gone down. So this is more of a drag on him in that great, you know, malaise that people have for him. One thing, though, in the political side of things, many of these people were the actual people who do the get-out-the-vote specialties.
Many of these people indicted?
Indicted, yes. The political consultants, you know, we jokingly call so many people the bagmen, the henchmen. But they're the people in Hudson County and Bergen County that Governor Corzine is going to need. He needs to win these counties by very large pluralities to ensure victory statewide. So that's where he could lose a lot here.
I mean, I know New Jersey is sort of caricatured as this place where political corruption is the norm, but I mean, it's almost as if it's training ground for FBI officials who want to, you know, give young agents experience and how to nab crooked politicians.
Yeah. The complaints that were made public on Thursday really laid some of these bare details out. They showed people what goes on. You think that if you have a building project in your town, you go before the zoning board or planning board, you think you got a fair shot at getting your hearing or getting your variance or something. Yet the public officials, the mayors and the people in charge of these boards were bragging on tape, we're told, to take care of their friends who would pay them, would give them, you know, bribes or campaign donations. So what does that tell the public, you know, the average person who wants their government to represent them when they're representing the people that pay them?
John McAlpin is the State House Bureau Chief for the Bergen Record. He's overseeing that paper's coverage of the corruption scandal uncovered in New Jersey. Mr. McAlpin, thanks for your time.
Thank you.